realization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster, and we're going to be talking about what is really going on behind the scenes financially, because most people are simply not getting the truth. You know, it's said that if you don't read a newspaper, why you're uninformed, but if you do read the newspapers, why you're misinformed, and that's absolutely right, because the major media outlets here in the United States are controlled by what I refer to as the Brotherhood of Darkness. Bob calls them the Illuminati. Doesn't matter what you call them, there's a small group of people, a clique of people, that actually run our country. We've even put together a syllabus that's about an inch thick, called the membership of the Brotherhood of Darkness. It gives you the membership list of the various organizations: Bilderbergers, Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Relations, Group of 30. They're the ones who control the government here in Europe. It's the Club of Rome, the Royal Institute for International Affairs, and then, of course, there's international organizations, the Order of the Garter, and there are lots of other covert organizations out there, but under any circumstances, you're not going to get the truth, and what we are witnessing is a planned financial crisis created over a period of years. They planned back in 1980 when actually they passed legislation that allowed the credit card companies to actually charge whatever they wanted to. They knew what was going to happen when they repealed the Glass-Steagall Act back in 1999. They knew it was going to happen when you started selling homes to people who couldn't afford them for nothing down and nothing for, limited payments for 3 years, or sometimes no payments for 3 years. All sorts of predatory lending practices that they knew were going to end in disaster. And, of course, then they bundle these mortgages into bonds. They call them collateralized debt obligations that they knew were going to fail. And then they got them rated AAA. And then they wrote insurance policies on them. So gullible banks and financial institutions throughout the world simply purchased them. And now many of them are either facing failure or are going to fail very soon and bringing down the economy of the entire world. And with that as a thought, Bob Chapman, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, you're welcome. And again, it's very nice to be here.
Well, you know,
go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, the stock market's been going up here, and everybody thinks, well, gee, things must be good. The stock market's going up. But, of course, really, stocks are really determined on the price-earnings ratio, and it should be about, what, 10 to 15 to 1? And what is the price-earnings ratio, really?
Oh, I think now it's around 22 to 1, maybe a little higher than that because the market's moved up. And that, for this kind of a market, in a bear market rally, I think that's pretty rich. Usually, when you're in a situation like this, the P.E. ratio usually runs 10 to 15 times earnings, averaging probably around 14.5. And then as the market further deteriorates to go through its cycle, it sometimes gets down to 6 to 1 or 10 to 1. And so we haven't approached anywhere near the bottom yet. And, you know, what market have you ever heard of that goes up over 200 points because General Motors went bankrupt? Maybe we should have a bankruptcy every day so the market will go up 200 points every day.
Well, what's the Standard & Poor price-earnings ratio?
Don't know offhand, but I'll guess it to be around 22 or 23 times earnings.
All right. Well, we'll be back in just a moment here with Bob Chapman. Well, Bob, you go right ahead. Sydney, what are your thoughts and what are the important things that people should be looking at?
Well, if you're in the market, and you should be looking at what we were just talking about. And what's interesting here is that in the market and via the media nowadays, they don't talk about how much earnings are down from the previous year. they avoid that. They talk about how much earnings are up or down from the experts' estimates, and this is very misleading to people. And you know, somewhere on the back page, they'll say, "Well, the current P/E ratio of the S&P 500 is," and obviously it's too high. The market that we've seen is not unusual in a bear market. In 1931, we had a rally similar. Actually, we had three of them. And they ran 20 to 45% each. And, of course, they went up and came back down again. And then after that, the markets eroded again and started to come unglued. And they never really recovered until in the late 40s. And even then, that was temporary. And so we're in a classic bear market. There's no question about it whatsoever. And the technical underpinnings have been damaged extremely. And it's going to take a long time and a lot of rebuilding to get that structure back in place again. And we don't know where that's going to begin. It could begin at 6,600, which I believe will be tested, having gone there not that long ago, just about 9 weeks ago. And usually markets always retest lows. It's seldom that they don't. And I would think that the market might have a very difficult time setting that second low at 6,600. The reason being, the dollar is coming down, interest rates are moving up, we have a lot of pressure on the fundraising of the Treasury Department. You have them in conjunction with the Federal Reserve putting in the paying the Federal Reserve paying for bonds in the bond market.
Hold that
by
thought. Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, of course, our guest this evening, Bob Chapman. And Bob is just talking about really what's happening is that the Treasury, it has to borrow a massive amount of money because, of course, of all the massive spending that we're doing. And, of course, President Obama says we have to have this spending to get us out of the hole we got into by too much spending. And so we're going to, but then they have to raise the money as long as they're going to be spending it. And they're having difficulty raising this money. They're actually putting the money out, they're selling bonds. But, of course, they're having to really get a higher interest rate because people don't want to lend money to the United States. Not only that, but the Federal Reserve System is simply creating credit and buying the bonds. They're creating this money out of nothing to pay the debt. That's a pretty good trick when you can do it. I wish I could create money out of nothing and pay my debts.
You're right. All of us feel that way. And then again, life would probably be very boring. But we don't have enough revenue coming into the Treasury Department. They've already admitted they're going to have a deficit this fiscal year, which ends September the 30th of this year. And the thing is probably going to be $2 to $2.5 trillion. And so that's enormous. We've never come close to that before. There was one year we were 500 and say 70 billion. And then we have previous year, which was around $468 billion, and so 1.8 or 2.5 trillion is an enormous amount of money. And you know the foreigners are not dumb; they see the Fed also monetizing about $1.5 trillion worth of collateralized debt obligations, which are bonds, which are made up of mortgages, which are somewhere near worthless. And so I think that the pressures are just enormous, and I don't see how any sane person can be buying stocks at these levels. And my advice, and my advice has been in this rally, and this rally is probably spent itself. We closed around 8,700 today, and it's come out from 6,600. And I figured it would go to somewhere between 78 and 8,500. It's gone a little bit further than I thought, and it's all in smoke and mirrors. The news today was full of Mr. Geithner being in China, speaking at Beijing University, and at Beijing, he gave a speech and said that China's investment in U.S. dollar-denominated securities is a safe investment, and the students stood up and laughed at him and jeered him. And so that wasn't played up in the newspaper or in the media. The what was played up was that he made a speech and said that they were safe, and they left out the negative part. And that's usually what the media does, because they are owned by several major companies, all of which are controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness. And so that's what we can expect. So this rally will run out of gas. It's probably the last chance to sell. Excellent opportunity, and that's the end of it. It's going down.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is, what we're not hearing is that the dollar has been dropping dramatically from 89 on the basket of currencies, with 100 being where it should be. Par, it was at 120 a couple of years ago. It fell to about, 60-something or other, and then it went back up to 89. But now it's been falling. It's fallen, what, almost 10 points, in the last couple of months?
Well, it's come down from 89.5, and I've got today's close here, and that was 89. I'll give it to you later. I don't have it right at my finger, but it was 89 something.
No, but was it 79?
79.
Right.
So it's up 10-12%.
And, of course, going along with that, this is why the price of oil is going up, because the value of the dollar is falling, so it's more expensive to buy oil. This is another reason why gold and silver are really going up so strongly, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I think there's rotation going on, and that rotation is that people are selling stocks at this relatively high level, and they got to have some place to go with the money. And so what's left? They're not going to go in real estate. They're not going in bonds because they're breaking down and interest rates are rising. And so they go to commodities and gold and silver. And gold and silver are making moves toward gold toward $1,000 and silver towards $20. And those prices will probably happen. And, you know, I just wrote about this dollar index a few minutes ago, just before the program. Anyway, the index rose 0.31 today to 79.13, so that's the correct figure for the day, but it's off 10 or 12% from its high, and I think it's going to continue to go down.
Well, would you like to talk a little bit about the bond market? People really don't understand the bond market, but the bond market is really the foundation of the industrial base of our nation, of a so-called capitalist system. And the bond market is about 10 times larger than the stock market. And we just saw what happened to the bondholders in General Motors and Chrysler, and they got little or nothing. In fact, a lot of the people with bonds are sort of looking at that and saying, do I really have any security in bonds, which were always a safe investment up until recently. Why don't you talk a little bit about bonds so people could really understand the difference between a stock and a bond?
Well, a stock is ownership in the corporation, and you don't usually receive interest or dividends. Occasionally, nowadays, you might get a dividend, whereas in historically it was different. But bonds are bought to pay interest. And when a bond goes down, the yield goes up. And so recently, the U.S. 10-year and 30-year Treasury note and bond fell. And in falling, they set a new high yield for the last few years. And the bonds have been in a bull market for about 20 years. And this could be the big breakdown in bond prices and higher yields. And we predicted in January, it was 2.35% at the time. And we said we expected it to go to 350 by the end of the year, and here we are just leaving May, and it's gone to intraday it was 377, closed at 368 today, but it had an intraday today of 372. So yields want to go higher, bonds want to go lower, and I think that you're going to continue to see pressure in that area, and that pressure is being controlled by the problems that the Treasury has, what the Fed has. The banks, the major banks in America are bankrupt. Major brokers' houses are bankrupt. And, you know, the world knows it. And all of this TARP and these other funds that they float through, are just temporary measures. They don't know in finality what they're going to be able to do. And at the same time, they continue to grab as much money via corruption as they can. And so the bond market is in serious trouble. And the stock market really still is, too, even though we've had a very large rally, which has been massaged every day by the working group in financial markets, which manipulates markets throughout the world 24/7.
Now, of course, the average individual doesn't understand that the stock market is manipulated by the Working Group on Financial Markets, also known as the Plunge Protection Team. But anybody can go up on the Internet and simply look up the Working Group on Financial Markets. They were established to manipulate the stock market. They really were used only rarely to accomplish that until recently, but certainly you know when they're working because then the market has been down all day long. And then just about 30 minutes before the close, suddenly all these orders come in from the Cayman Islands, and the market ends up, you have to bend down 200 points, it ends up to 50 or 100 or 200 points. You know somebody's manipulating the stock market, but nobody's telling the American people. They honestly think we have a free enterprise system. We have a supply and demand, or influenced by, you know, the what people think is going to happen in the market. I think that people would be very disturbed to realize that the commodity market is manipulated, the stock market is manipulated, our reality is manipulated. Would you agree or disagree with that, Bob?
I would agree. In being on a number of radio programs that are generally like this, and those that I've been on the last few months that are regular line media organizations, and I've been talking about the Federal Reserve, and in so doing, I've been able to bring in the Working Group in Financial Markets, and it's been a revelation to a lot of people.
And most people haven't heard of it because you're not supposed to hear of it. As Edward Bernays, who wrote a book on propaganda back in the 1920s, said, you know, we are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes are formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. They're the ones who control the media. And remember, if you don't read the newspaper, you're uninformed. But if you read the newspapers and the magazines, you're misinformed or disinformed. We'll be right back and give us a call.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
And, of course, what we're seeing is the government is going to take over General Motors. Is it going to be the majority owner in General Motors? The government is taking over Chrysler, and we're only going to own 10 or 15% of Chrysler. We're giving the rest of it to our good friends in an Italian company. Now, why didn't they put Chrysler up for bid so that anybody could bid on it and buy it? Well, because they wanted to give it to Fiat. Fiat is not putting any money into this. And, of course, what the way it's set up, Fiat could end up owning either 30% or even as much as 51% of Chrysler, and it's not going to cost them a cent. And but you see, the vice chairman of Fiat is a member of the Trilateral Commission, and certainly the people who put Barack Obama into office, the people who surround him, 11 of the key positions in his administration, cabinet officials, high government officials, advisors, come from the 87 members of the Trilateral Commission, only a little club, but they're part of the Brotherhood of Darkness. They're really the key coordinating organization. And you see how this works. I mean, the Trilateralists advised Barack Obama advise him to turn Chrysler over to an Italian company for absolutely nothing, because one of their buddies, the vice chairman of the Trilateral Commission, just happens to be a member of their little clique. He's one of the Italian members, of course. Well, a mobile college is called, and could General Motors or could the government sell General Motors or some of the other companies to the Chinese communists? What will China do with its trillions of dollars of that it's owning? Is China going to come in here and start buying up American corporations so that that money cannot be destroyed as the value of the dollar tumbles? Because I don't think they believe Mr. Geithner, as you pointed out when Mr. Geithner spoke in China just recently. The students there laughed at him because they know it's ridiculous. Of course the dollar is going down. Of course China is going to get simply taken advantage of and exploited. They're holding, I don't know how many trillions of dollars of American debt, but an awful lot of our debt, and not only our debt, but then the other agency paper and other things, and as suddenly the value of the dollar goes down, they lose their investment. People have worked hard in China. They've accumulated these reserves, and now they're going to be destroyed by simply the destruction of the dollar. So what's going to happen? Do you think the Chinese are going to come in and start buying up as much in the way of stocks or part of companies as they possibly can to protect their investments?
Yeah, I think that's a natural thing for them to do. They've been burned sufficiently in investing in the United States in companies. Everything they've done has gone down considerably. So I think they would be more prone to try to buy companies rather than buy the shares in them, so to speak, and make it a market play, as opposed to buying assets and controlling them and running them. And that's what I think will probably happen in the final analysis. But I think by the time they get around to trying to do that, when they realize that's what they should have been doing in the first place, along with buying about five times more gold than they have already, I think they're going to get shut out. I think the dollar on the USDX, by the time they really catch on, is going to be down to 40, and they will have lost about 60-65% from the top of the value on the dollars that they've accumulated. And I don't feel sorry for them, and the reason why is that in order to take the American market, they accepted the terms, which was continue to devalue your currency, do business with the United States, accumulate dollars, take the dollars, and monetize them by printing yuan. That is what they would do to lower the value of their currency, and at the same time take the dollars and buy U.S. treasuries. And as long as that went okay, it was all right, and the dollar held its value, but it's not holding its value any longer. And they shouldn't have expected it to. It was a cost of doing business.
Well, I think that there's some sort of secret agreement behind the communist leaders over there and our own leaders. Otherwise, it really doesn't make sense. But certainly what's going to happen down the line is that we're going to put on exchange controls so the Chinese won't be able to come in here with all those dollars. And they certainly, the last thing they want is all these dollars flooding into the United States. And when the dollar ceases to be the reserve currency, which is going to happen, just as sure as God made little green apples, the dollar is going to lose its reserve status and, of course, will progressively decline. And I think one of the major thrusts of what's going on today is to destroy the value of our currency. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
From the mountains
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest, of course, is Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. We've got Rick calling us from Texas. Hi, Rick. What part of Texas are you from? Okay, fine. Just speak right up, please.
Okay.
They're going to have to speak a little louder.
Okay. Hey, a bellwether stock that's been really one of the hearts of the stock market went up in flames today. And in reaction to that, the stock market went up, what, 200 or 300 points?
A couple hundred points. What was the stock you were speaking of?
GM.
Oh, I see. Okay. GM stock. I wouldn't give you much for a share as a GM stock right now, that's for sure. In fact, we live in a world gone mad. If you understand that they raised the price of the stock market today to keep panic from setting in. Panic, how can you possibly panic when the stock market's going up? That makes you feel good. There should have been a terrible run on the stock market today, but nothing as it appears to be. What would you think about that, Bob?
Well, General Motors actually rallied today. General Motors, a stock, it was probably short covering. And I didn't wait that long. We shorted the stock at 42 in the International Forecaster, and we recently covered, I don't know, it was $1, $1.50, $2, somewhere around there. And I felt that all sorts of shenanigans would be going on, and I thought that GM would go under. But the point I'm trying to make is that it's down, it should be down, and for the market to go up because the General Motors have gone bankrupt, if that's good news, what's bad news?
Yeah, it was trading for 74 cents a share, which was lowest in 100 years.
Yep.
It's been offered for 100 years.
Well, it's a sad day for America, Rick. Hang on here. We'll be back in just a moment with Bob Chapman. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this evening, Bob Chapman. Now, we've got Rick calling from Texas just talking about the fact that today, why there really should have been a lot of concern in the stock market. I mean, certainly General Motors is... went into bankruptcy. Chrysler went into bankruptcy within the last week or so. I mean, suddenly everything is changing, and yet the market goes up almost 200 points. Anyway, Bob, before we go on, I do want you to get your telephone number out. I want you to get your tell people how they can get in touch with you and get your information.
Well, the International Forecaster is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. We publish on Wednesdays and Saturdays, runs around 35 or 40 pages each time. And we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the Internet. And you can receive a free introductory copy by going to one of three places. That is the site, and that address is theinternationalforecaster.com. That is the International Forecaster, FORECASTER.com. You can also call us at toll free at 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Or you can email us, and we answer your questions as well. That address is Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com, intforecaster.com.
All right, fine. Rick, did you have anything else you wanted to say before we let you go?
Where did silver end up today?
It all depends on which market you look at. The spot market, of course, closes earlier than the outside months. And the gold was up $9 early on, and they took it back down about the COMEX opening. Early on is around 3:30 in the morning. Spot gold was off 30 cents at 929.20, but the June contract was off 5:30 later in the day. Spot silver was up 9 cents at 1572, and the outside month, which is July, was off 19 cents. So there was more weakness in the outside months prior to the close. And that's the usual tactic of the plunge protection team, is to come right in at the end of the day and either make something go up or go down. And you saw that on Friday for the seventh time in 2 weeks, the U.S. government come in through J.P. Morgan Chase and buy S&P and Dow and NASDAQ options in copious amounts and run the market up.
Okay, anything else, Rick, before we let you go? We've got some other callers.
Okay, I just think it's ridiculous.
Well, it's ridiculous, but we've got to let people understand that it's ridiculous. Understand everything is illusion and delusion, okay?
Okay.
God bless. And right again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we've got Mike calling from Connecticut. Mike, do you have a question or comment?
Good afternoon, good evening. I really appreciate your show. I listen to you on shortwave. I'm really a devotee. And a couple of comments and a couple of questions, one for the guest and one for the host before I get off. Number one, I've been working all my life, two jobs. I save up every single dime. I've never bought anything that I couldn't afford. I live frugally. I have almost $200,000 on their account in J.P. Morgan Chase. My question is, do you believe that bank with the connection to the government is solvent, and will they try to pull any crap? Because I'm not going to stand for that as far as, you know, because I want to get out of J.P. Morgan Chase. Are there any local banks in the New York, you know, tri-state area that are solvent? Because I don't want to be this the J.P. Morgan Chase anymore. That's just one question. Also, China, what is to stop them from saying, and I believe they're manipulating their currency, but to say, you know, we want hard assets in this country. I heard that they want to take Obama wants to give him GM. One stock that I do own that's gone up, and I mentioned it, is HK, it's PetroHawk. They found 200 trillion cubic feet of natural gas in the shale rocks of Louisiana. I bought that stock at 8. It's been climbing. It's like 26 today. But what stopped China, and this is a question for the guest, in addition to the J.P. Morgan Chase question, to say we want your hard assets. We want that natural gas. We want the coal in West Virginia. If these dollars, even if they're worth less than when they come in, you know, they have they're backing our whole freaking economy. What's to say to tell them that we want your hard assets?
All right. First of all, let's take the first question.
Okay.
What about $200,000 deposited with J.P. Morgan Chase? Is it safe? And even more than that, Bob, what happens as the value of the dollar declines? So you can have the $200,000, but what will it buy, say, 10 years from now? But what are your thoughts?
Well, it's a double barrel problem. Number one, if the bank goes under, you're insured, but you don't know whether that insurance is going to be there. The government says it will, but I'm skeptical of that. And second of all, the value of the dollar is dropping. And then at the same time, we have this horrendous inflation that's on the way. That's why all the markets are doing what they're doing to offset the effects of that. And they will be doing it for some time to come. And so your best alternative is to move your money into gold and silver-related assets. And then they'll hold their value during that period of time when we have hyperinflation and then fall into a deflationary depression. And that's a safe place to be. I wouldn't keep much money in the bank. I certainly don't.
And, Mike, I think what you have to understand is that we're talking about dollars, but the dollar is no longer sound. And there is an organized effort to destroy the value of our currency. In Europe, they're spending tremendous amounts of money. They're spending some money to try to get the economy going, but they're going into deflation, and we would be far better off to go into deflation and let things equalize and then start building from a solid base. Instead of that, they're doing everything they can to destroy our currency, but they can't let the American American people know what they're doing. So they've got to talk about, oh, things are going to be better when we come out of this, and nothing to worry about. You can trust us, and we're going to solve the problem, you know, and cut the deficits by increasing spending. Trust us. We're going to socialize medicine and cut spending and save money. We're going to put on the carbon tax, and that's going to be great for America. They're going to destroy our whole industrial base with the carbon tax, cap and trade whole system. They know what they're doing. But if you're in dollars and the dollar's destroyed, then what are you going to have?
Yeah, I absolutely agree 100%. I don't trust the stock market channel, the CNBC. I am familiar with the gold and silver the point you were making. And a cap and trade is just a huge transfer of wealth from us to the poorer nations of the world. But like I said, a hard-working fellow like myself, I mean, I would be holding the bag as I get closer to my 50s and 60s. I want to buy, you know, real estate, but I just don't trust the whole system. And one last question.
No, wait a minute. Let's get to your second question. Okay. That was the question about the Chinese coming in here and simply buying up everything. What about that, Bob? How about the Chinese coming in?
Well, you mentioned currency controls, and that could stop them, but... And they could come about, and that's why the government's trying to find out where everybody's assets are so they can grab them all. But I think in the final analysis they would probably tell, the Chinese, no, you can't do that. And that could end up in a nuclear war. And so that's a pretty fragile situation.
Right. That was a nightmare that I've been having since I'm a kid. And, isn't it just amazing? You mentioned, I was like, you know, Jesus, you know, they want to take our 401k money, and, you know, my point being is you're absolutely right. China could say this, you know, just they don't have to hit us here, but anywhere around the world would just raise the horror level. And how long do you think, and this is for the host, that, you know, the people that are in charge are going to allow shortwave and people like you to tell the truth? They're going to try to shut us up, and you know that's coming because they don't want... I mean, the vast Americans know more about the idiot on America Idol, which I've never watched, I don't give a damn about, than who is running things here. They couldn't even tell you who the Secretary of State is. I mean, you know, how long will it be before, you know, Obama, this administration, and it goes back, you know, beyond this one, they say, no, you know what, that's enough. We want to clamp down, whether it's the so-called fairness doctrine or even just pulling the plug on, you know, the power to the people at your studios. That's what's... I really appreciate your time. Thank you, John.
God bless, and thanks so much, Mike. And I don't know when they're going to clamp down. I feel they're going to clamp down sometime, but as long as I have a voice and I have access to the radio and shortwave and satellite and radio stations across America, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. Well, our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. And let's go to John, who's calling us from Texas. Hi, John. Do you have a question or comment?
I have a comment. You know, I was listening to Jerry Brownfield while y'all were talking about China a minute ago. And he said he had a guy, it was like last week on his show, I think it was, he said the sheriff's department in his county or whatever had put a lien on his house. Anyway, he said he got a legal envelope deal, but it was like a kind of different from the way we make them from China, and saying something about their interest. And so the thought was thrown out was maybe they, you know, had sold this lien to China.
Well, I really couldn't comment on that. I really don't think they do that sort of thing. What are your thoughts on that, Bob?
I don't think so either, at this point at least. So I would say that the information, just as a guess, is untrue.
I will tell you, John, that they are putting out all sorts of disinformation and misinformation just to confuse the American people, to frighten the American people, to neutralize our ability to think. It's called cognitive dissonance. And when you feed enough information that's false and confusing into people, pretty soon they don't know what to believe and they just go over in the corner and curl up and die. They're playing games with our minds, so don't believe everything you hear on the radio, even on good radio programs. Okay?
Well, pretty much, you know, he said it could have been a hoax, but he thought it might have been something because China is saying they want collateral.
Okay, well, of course, we don't know whether it's true or not, and you verify it. You verify that for me, absolutely, and then we can discuss it, okay?
Well, anyway, that's something that he has said.
All right, fine. And so thanks very much for calling, John. And so basically, Bob, you know, one of the things that really, of course, is fascinating as this whole story unfolds certainly would be, of course, what is happening as far as the not only the stock market, but the gold and silver market. And gold and silver seem to be running up now. Do you think this is a temporary thing, or do you think they're going to break loose and the gold is going to go through the ceiling, as it really should, as the only stable backing for monetary systems?
Well, it certainly looks like both gold and silver want to go higher. They're both technically in reverse head and shoulder patterns, as is the HUI. The HUI is an index of stocks that in the producer category that are not leveraged. They haven't sold gold and silver forward, and that is in the same kind of technical configuration, which is an irreversible. I believe that 99% of the time that formation is irreversible. It's a very strong one. It usually ends up throwing whatever it is to astronomically higher prices, and they usually spike. And you know, with gold as an example, you can have a spike from 1,000 to 2,000 in a very short period of time, although there would be minor corrections around the way that wouldn't last very long. But there could be a major move in the offering. And then again, it could go back down to 920 or 30 and start up again. We just don't know. All we know is we're in a long-term gold and silver bear market. It's owning them is a method of wealth protection. That's what this is all about. If you happen to make a lot of money, that's secondary. You just want to keep what you've got. And you can do that in gold and silver and get that money out of the bank, out of the CDs, out of the cash value insurance policies, out of the annuities, out of real estate if possible. You want your money in a position that's liquid and will hold its value.
Well, I certainly agree with that, and I think that it's so difficult for people who, you know, are always used to dealing with dollars to realize that there is an organized effort to destroy the value of our currency. Now, there was a story, and we mentioned this afternoon on one of the news services, that according to a news service in Macedonia, that the Kremlin had reported that at the Bilderberger meeting, now you're not going to read any of this in the controlled media in America, but the Bilderberger meeting, of course, funnels out information to several sources, and they disseminate it to the American people, but they never tell the real truth. The story, according to the Macedonian News Service, was that the Kremlin News Service had said that the Bilderbergers had decided to destroy the value of the American dollar. What's that story all about? Do you think that could really be true?
Well, I think it could, and this may be the time that they've chosen to do that. And they know they're going to get hyperinflation, and they know they can't stop it. They're trying to keep everything together until they want to take everything down, and maybe the dollar is an international reserve currency. Maybe it's expendable at this point, and maybe this is the first shoe to fall, if you may, in the scheme of things. And so maybe the dollar in stages over the next perhaps year and a half or two will go to 40 from 79 approximately where it's at. And that would be against other major currencies. But you got to remember, while all that's going on, all these currencies, they're all fiat, with the exception of the euro has some gold backing, and they're all going to get down versus gold and silver. And so being in currency is not the answer. Being in gold and silver-related assets is the answer.
All right, advice. So this is the thing. What is really so interesting is some of the largest hedge funds. There's one hedge funds headed by a man named John Paulson, who has recently invested $5 trillion in gold or gold-related assets. What are your thoughts on that? Isn't that going to begin to move the market?
Well, I think a lot of others have followed. I had a piece today that's going in Wednesday's issue, and it's about, I think it was Northwestern Light bought around $400 million worth of gold, and they're very happy with their investment. So I think you're seeing a lot of pension fund players starting to enter that arena, and there's only so much gold to go around. It's not an item that's in big supply, nor neither is silver today. And so I think you're going to see a lot more, and there's probably a lot more institutions of one form or another who own gold and silver
who are just not making an issue
out of it.
We'll be right back. Well, Bob, we've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program. You were just saying that, I was rather surprised to hear pension funds going into this, or insurance companies, but this would be a logical investment. You may not get...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-.
And the Amero as a stepping stone to the world currency, or perhaps with things moving as fast as they are, they will simply create this world currency and bypass the step of the individual states. And of course, basically they have a European Union, they want a North American Union, a South American Union, probably a Central American Union, an African Union, a Mediterranean Union, a European Union, a union of the oil-producing states, then probably Central Asia, the Asian Union, the Pacific Rim region. Oh, they want all these regions, and then, of course, they create their own currencies, and then they mold them together, but maybe they're going to bypass that state. We don't know. Things are moving at a tremendous pace at the present time, but all of this has been created. We have a talk. It's called The Financial Armageddon, and it's a talk we'll be giving at the Conspiracy Conference. We hope that you'll want to come and hear it, but we do have it prepared. It's on a DVD with an excellent PowerPoint presentation with it. That's the Financial Armageddon, that you can get it with or without the syllabus. We have a talk that was given, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, called the Financial Tsunami, with a syllabus. And, of course, I told you exactly what was going to happen, and it's all coming to pass today, exactly as we anticipated. So we do hope, of course, you'll give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 to get either the Financial Armageddon talk or the Financial Tsunami talk, or preferably both of them. Then we have a great new DVD. It's on the Trilateral Commission. It's Patrick Wood's talk that he gave here at the conference last October. And it goes into great detail about what is happening financially. It will really help you to grasp what's going on. Patrick's been at this. Well, he got started back in the late 1970s, worked with Tony Sutton. He's probably the world's leading expert on the Trilateral Commission, which is really running the government today. In fact, Congress is irrelevant, at least according to Robert Reich, who is a Rhodes Scholar, who's been in touch with these elitists who run the world for many, many years, since he was a Rhodes Scholar back in 1969 at Oxford University. But he wrote an article back in 1999, January 7th, about how Congress is irrelevant. Congress is out of the loop. Congress doesn't really do much of anything except meet and of course, make speeches, but the real decisions are made by the people who control our central bank. Our central bank is, of course, the Federal Reserve System, a privately owned central bank owned by the bank. But what, of course, everybody has missed is the powerful spiritual forces that energize these people who want to establish a one-world government with a one-world currency and a one-world financial system and a one-world religion and destroy Christianity and then install their one-world leader. Because that's what motivates them, either knowingly or unknowingly, the powerful spiritual forces behind that. Now, certainly, let me suggest we offer a syllabus. It's called the Membership List of the Brotherhood of Darkness, because you can't tell the players without a program. And when you have the program, why, it's very easy to tell who the players are. And then, of course, we certainly have this great a DVD set put out by Pastor Billy Crone going to the final countdown really goes into what's happening from a prophetic point of view. There are 10 DVDs, and Pastor Billy does a great job, and you can actually see the scriptures. He gives you the scriptures. He gives you all sorts of videos to go with this, so you'll actually see this on the screen, the things he's talking about and what the people have said. We also have this in a CD form, at least the first five DVDs, entitled Countdown to Armageddon. Countdown to Armageddon. Again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Diana Anderson, and we're going to do a complete change of tempo. Instead of talking about the serious issues that face us today, we're going to be talking about health, we're going to be talking about exercise, and we're going to be talking about a book that Diana has written called Miss University. And, of course, Diana, thank you so very much for being with us here.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Dr. Stan. Thank you for having me.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, and why you wrote this book?
Well, I am a 22-year-old recent college grad from the University of Texas in Austin, and I actually have a film degree, so nothing to do with, you know, health or fitness or nutrition, anything like that. It was merely a hobby that I picked up in high school. I was wanting to get in better shape for my tennis team, and I began to fall in love with the sport of fitness, and it's stuck with me, and it's been a message that has just been ever present in my life that I've been spreading to young women, the importance of eating healthily, not just for our physical health, but also for spiritual health as well.
All right, fine. Well, now, how does eating right help your spiritual health? And is this in any way simply help you with your relationship with our Lord?
Of course, it does. And, you know, the Bible has a lot to say about our physical well-being. You know, as it's inferred in a lot of verses throughout the New Testament, you know, we are told that in 1 Corinthians that we are bought at a price and that our bodies are not our own. And as such, I think as Christians, we need to be an example for the rest of the world in how we treat our bodies and what we put into our bodies. God has created a earth that is full and abundant and wonderful things for us to eat that are perfect. He knows just what foods can heal us inside and out, and he knows, you know, what's best for us. And so I think as Christians, we need to put the junk food down and, you know, get out from on top of the sofa in front of the TV and go exercise and be mighty for his kingdom. And that begins, you know, with a healthy body, which is our temple.
All right, fine. Well, now, of course, this book written for women. Is it women written for men? What age group is it aimed at? What about older people? Would they benefit from reading your book?
Older people would definitely benefit. Anyone can benefit. But, of course, it's a girl's guide, you know, on the front cover, a girl's guide to fitness, beauty, and confidence. And that's simply because the book actually sprung from girls like myself just asking me what had changed in my life. I went from, you know, I was fairly healthy, but I was eating lots of junk. I had skin and acne problems and bad hair, and, you know, I didn't have any muscle tone. I was having frustrations, you know, with my weight and things like this. And so the book came from, you know, girls wanting to know. So I wrote it with a heart towards young women. And I think young women going to college, high school to college age, you're at, you know, this threshold about to embark on the rest of their lives, and this is a message that they need to hear, and before they establish habits away from home that could last them throughout their lives and could either lead to, you know, a healthy life or to one that could be, you know, wreaked with havoc brought on by disease and other illnesses.
Well, do you think the proper exercise and diet can help to prevent disease?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think the best medicine is preventative medicine that proper exercise and nutrition grants us.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Diana Anderson. Okay, go ahead. You were just saying that you felt that proper exercise and proper diet can really help you keep you from getting disease. Is that correct?
Yes. Absolutely. I think it's preventative, purely. You know, I think it's an investment as well. You know, people think, oh, it's so expensive to eat healthily. It's so expensive to, you know, buy weight equipment or to join a gym. And but you look at, you know, the billions that this nation is spending on health, you know, healthcare, and I think that number could be slashed tremendously if we just took better care of our bodies with what we put into it and how we treat it with weights and with cardiorespiratory activity and things like that.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about, of course, what people should be doing? Because, of course, you talk about going to a gym and or going from machine to machine and then suddenly going back and having a glass of water and then coming back but not really accomplishing much until you got yourself a professional trainer. What was that all about?
Yes, well, you know, you have to go into a gym or into any kind of fitness program with some kind of goal and with intention. And, you know, I was 17 when I started out, so I thought I would just kind of mosey up to anything that caught my eye and try and, you know, do the exercise, which, first of all, is dangerous. You can hurt yourself. And second of all, it's going to be frustrating because unless you know what you're doing and why you're doing it, you're going to not be able to accomplish your goal. So, you know, a trainer is expensive. And, you know, my parents conceded to my request to have a trainer for me, and I'm glad they did. But just having, you know, like a book in front of you, magazines, or just asking, you know, there's people on staff who are there just to make sure people know what they're doing. You know, have some kind of program in front of you, you know, so you know, okay, my goal is strength. I want to build my muscular endurance. I want to be able to run a mile in under 10 minutes. I want to fit into this dress. You know, you have to have some kind of goal, you know, that you can reach, and you need to have a starting point.
All right, fine. Well, now, of course, gyms are fairly expensive today, aren't they?
They are very expensive, and, you know, my book does have a lot of weight machines in them, and those, you know, you usually don't have those in your household. However, I'm hoping to write a second book about all the things you can do outdoors. People, if they can just put their thinking caps on and, you know, be creative, the outdoors, the, you know, God's creation is full of opportunities, you know, to, not only to run, but, you know, get a few weights from Target or resistance bands or a Swiss ball.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Just a change of pace. We have Diana Anderson talking about her book, Miss University, and of course Diana is at 22 now. She got started weightlifting and dieting there, certainly, and stresses the importance of both exercise and proper diet as far as certainly maintaining the integrity of your body. And I think that there's a great deal of truth in that. I think you're a lot healthier if you do exercise. But really, of course, Diana, the problem is you can have all the equipment, you can belong to a gym, but you have to discipline yourself to do it. How do you do that?
Again, that goes back to your goal setting. And also, you know, having a partner, whether it's a best friend, a sister, a spouse, someone close to you to hold you accountable. You know, a lot of times the last thing you want to do when you wake up is you hear that alarm at 7 in the morning. A lot of times you want to hit that snooze button and, you know, your day takes off and after work, you know, you get off and you don't want to go exercise. So you have to have someone keeping you accountable. You know, the huge thing, again, having your goals posted, you know, on a refrigerator or a mirror, something like that. A lot of times all we need to do is to take a few deep breaths and visualize the workout that we're going to do and how we're going to feel afterwards. Just a few, you know, mental processes will get us into the gym faster than we think.
Well, now, what about the difference between machines and weightlifting? Is there a difference as far as what we're going to accomplish?
Machines and weightlifting? Machines are actually safer for beginners. Dumbbells and, you know, little, you know, free weights like that, those require someone often to spot you, and they're a little bit tenuous. You know, it's kind of a, there's some more risk involved if you're not familiar. Weights, you know, you've got cables, you've got things helping you out. But, yeah, as far as cardio versus weights, there are many benefits to both, and I think any regimen needs to incorporate flexibility training. You know, yoga is great for that, or Pilates, the stretching you do before and after you exercise. Resistance, you know, for your joints and for burning fat. You know, whenever you're any pound of muscle burns more than a pound of fat. So the person with more muscular mass is going to be burning more calories throughout their day. So if your goal is to lose a few pounds, you know, lose some weight, it's important not to just think of running as the equivalent of losing weight, but also with weights. But, of course, your cardiovascular health is very important for a healthy heart, lower cholesterol, decreased depression, clearing your arteries. So all three are integral to your workout program.
Well, now you talk about the fact that you got a very anorexic, certainly as you got into this whole health situation, and of course you then sort of quit eating, and you wanted to just be as thin as you could. It became almost an obsession with you, didn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes. That was precipitated by a breakup when I was just 18 years old. And it wasn't something that I had the intent of setting out, to be thin, you know, for this occasion or whatever. I wasn't being competitive with other girls. It was so insidious and such an attack from the enemy. And it was subtle, and I didn't even realize what was happening until I was in the throes of it. But by the grace of God, I had a family who was praying for me that, you know, God would just reveal the truth to me and deliver me, and he certainly did. And I've been victorious, you know, for 4 years now over that disease.
And so this is just something called anorexia nervosa, where people just stop eating, they lose weight, and they actually, of course, you can die from this. It's a terrible affliction because people just are incapable of eating, and they have to train themselves to begin to do what comes normally, and that is eat again. If they develop psychological problems, and they're just afraid to eat. Well, basically, what sort of diet do you recommend for people? You mentioned in your book that one day you said that you give people one day a week to splurge.
Absolutely. You know, I think any time we try to deprive ourselves of anything, that's just setting us up for failure, because a lot of times that one thing that we can't eat is going to monopolize our minds, and we're going to just, you know, fixate on it and crave it until we give in. So I think moderation is the key to any diet, and I kind of think dieting is a dirty word. I think the way you eat should be a lifestyle, and we have to change our way of thinking to achieve our goals. We can't just think about, you know, no carbs or no fat or no sugar, things like that. We just need to know how to fuel our bodies, you know, properly. And an example that a lot of people do, and they don't realize, they make dinner the largest meal of their day. And there's nothing, you know, horrible at having dinner, you know, you have to have all three meals, but making it your biggest meal, that's kind of a cultural thing we gather around for dinner, but you don't need all those calories at the end of your day because you don't have the time to burn them off. You know, a lot of us are settling in, watching, you know, our favorite TV program or going to a Bible study, or sedentary at night. So just being smart about what you eat, and, you know, maybe eating your higher fat, higher sugary foods, you know, during the day, you know, fruits and nuts and, you know, things like that. But keeping, you know, in the afternoon and evening hours, eating more protein and fibrous vegetables and carbohydrates.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, 464-8295. If you have a question for Diane, of course, her book is Miss University, and of course, it's a story of her effort to learn as much as she could about certainly exercise regimes, and of course, do you use certainly the machines as well then as the weightlifting, and how do you actually go about your actual exercise program? Is it the same every day? Does it alter from day to day? Do you try to have a different routine on a regular basis? And how would the person starting out learn what to do? Because, of course, you go into the gym, you see all these machines, and you say, hey, well, what should I do? Where should I begin?
Yeah, absolutely. Having something written out is key, because you will be overwhelmed if you just, you know, walk into your gym and there's, you know, 24 machines and racks of weights and a lot of foreign-looking, you know, apparatuses around you. So you need to know, you know, yes, and you do break it up. You know, Monday, personally for me, is the day that I work back and biceps and I do some abs. And then, you know, 2 days later I'll do upper body, chest, and triceps, and maybe legs on the third day. So I do 3 days resistance training, and then the remaining 2 or 3 days of cardio. But for a lot of people, you know, if you want to expedite your weight loss, combining circuit training is a great way to do that, and that is, you know, moving quickly, maybe doing 30 seconds of one exercise followed by a quick sprint, and then 30 seconds of another weight-bearing exercise. But, I mean, it's just, that's the great thing I love about fitness, and that is it's variability, and it's never boring, it's never dull, it's constantly changing, and it just encourages you to be creative with your workouts.
All right, fine. Now, do you tell people what to do in your book?
Yes, I do. I have workout plans for beginner levels as well as intermediate and advanced. So yes, I have picture guides in there. It's very simple, very elementary exercises that are straightforward, and they do garner excellent results. I still do these exercises, and they are just the standbys. They're nothing too fancy, but very effective.
Well, do you think a lot of young women today have a real problem as far as their exercise, as far as their identity, as far as their character is concerned?
Yes, I think a lot of women just kind of have a misunderstanding about working out, especially throughout my college career that recently ended. You know, I would go into the rec center at UT's campus, and I would just see girls. You know, the girls took over the cardio deck, and, you know, the guys were down with the weights. And I would talk to girls and be like, you don't do weights? And they'd say, no, I don't want to, look like a man. I don't want to look bulky. But, you know, women don't understand that they don't have the testosterone to make themselves. Unless they were taking, you know, growth hormone or some kind of steroid, would they look like a man? That's not how God created us. And so I think, and also, you know, girls just try and find ways to, you know, eat what they call, quote, healthy, such as Diet Cokes and sugar-free cookies and things that are just chock full of synthetic sugars, which, you know, God did not create, man created. And I think the future is going to tell, you know, what horrible things those can do to our bodies, but I don't think they're good. I think, you know, girls need to eat whole and natural foods as close to their natural state as possible. So there's a lot, you know, that I learned and I'm still learning that I'm so excited to share with young women.
And, of course, one of the big things is sugar. Sugar is not good for us. We love sugar, but it really does have a deleterious effect. It really does affect the immune system, doesn't it?
I am not. I have taken one nutrition class. Everything I know, I have, you know, learned from reading. I'm not sure about the immune response that sugar has, but I do know, you know, that it can affect, you know, our insulin levels and glucagon, I'm not sure what the word is, and things like that. But natural sugar, there's nothing wrong with, you know, the fructose we get in fruits and other food sources like starches. But generally speaking, you know, sugar in its raw state that go into our Cokes and into our desserts kind of have a negative response on our energy levels.
And it also does have an effect on the immune system. I can tell our listeners that without any hesitation at all.
Okay, I'm glad you can.
Okay, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question, Diana's written a very provocative book, really primarily for young women, but I think anybody would benefit from seeing the discipline that goes into an active exercise program and a proper diet. We'll be right back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Diana Anderson. We're talking about her book, Miss University, and of course it was published by...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hepatic massage. You want to talk about that, Jeannie?
Yeah, because that's so important, because what they've done on testing is they've done testing on treadmills, on swimming is excellent, but doesn't use the muscles like on a stationary bike where you're using the big calf muscles, and you're not standing against gravity. So you're sitting down and you're pushing with your legs and your calf muscles, and it gets the blood in the lymphatic system very well throughout the body. Now, just one other thing while the women are listening. I had a cousin, beautiful blonde girl, and she passed away when she was in her mid-50s. And what happened is she was wearing a bra that had the wire underneath, and where she got her first cancer node is
where the wire was touching underneath her breast. And she did die about 5 years after because the doctors said, oh, well, we've got it after chemotherapy and radiation. But she did not, she passed away in 5 years. Now, there's a very good book out called Dress to Kill. And this talks about the lymphatic system and how important it is for cleaning out the debris, especially in the breast area, because the lymph glands are near the top of the skin, underneath the skin. And that's where they're saying the bras with the steel, structures to make them stay there, it actually presses against the lymphatic system in the breast and keeps all the toxins within the breast area. And I've never heard anyone talk about that before, but I've seen it happen with my cousin, and she died of breast cancer. So that was part of the reason, I believe. And this young lady, I hope you read up on the lymphatic system.
Oh, I will. I definitely will. That's so interesting and so compelling. I know that young women need to hear that, so I'm going to buy that book.
Okay. Maybe you can put that in your next book.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Definitely. Thank you.
Well, so, thank you very much, Jeannie. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Diana, are you going to be back there in Denver in July when they're going to be having a book signing there? Tom Horn's going to be getting a lot of the various authors to come.
You know, Dr. Stan, I have to be honest with you. I want to be there, but I'm getting married in July, so I will be on my honeymoon during that time.
You better be with your husband rather than with Tom Horn. I'm sorry, you're not going to. I won't have a chance to get a chance to meet you there personally. But anyway, if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question for Diana, we're talking about her book Miss University, and really going into the background of A Girl's Guide to Fitness, Beauty, and Confidence. And, of course, certainly this has a psychological element. You mentioned, of course, that actually when young women are doing these exercises, it cuts down on the menstrual cramps.
Are you asking, does it alleviate menstrual cramps?
Right.
You know, yes, it does. I'm not sure if that is a myth, but it has proven true and, you know, in studies that have been done and my own experience, and I'm not sure the physiological function behind that or what happens, but I'm not sure if it's blood flow or anything like that. But yes, that's one benefit. You know, when girls just feel, you know, bereft with pain, a lot of times if you get up and go for a run, you feel instantly better and you don't need the Midol or the Pamperin.
All right, fine. Well, now, of course, what about the routine exercise? Do you have to do this every day? Can you do it, say, 3 times a week?
Yes, my programs in the book are designed for 3 times a week, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, giving your muscles a day's rest in between and, you know, perhaps doing cardio or some other cardiorespiratory exercise on the off days.
And, of course, you have specific exercises. The weights have one function. The machines have another function. There are some exercises. Some of the machines are for your legs. Some of them are for your abdomen, for your upper extremities. Give us a call. Well, this is Dr. Stan here. I guess this is Diana Anderson. Diana, you talk about, of course, your approach, what you do from the point of your Christian faith. Would you like to elaborate just a little on that?
On working out, respective to my faith?
Well, you mentioned, of course, you approach everything from a Christian point of view, but hold that thought. We're going to bring other stations back on board. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Diana Anderson. Her book is called Miss University. It's published by our good friend Tom Horn. And, of course, Diana is 22 years old. She's been working out for about 5 years now. She's learned a lot about proper physiology, about proper diet, and this is what the book's all about. Diana, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get a copy of your book?
Absolutely. The book is available on online bookstores such as Amazon and Barnes & Noble. You can request it at any local bookstore, and also on my website, MissUniversityFitness.com.
MissUniversityFitness.com.
All right.
And of course, they get it directly from you. Is there anything else on your website that they would learn that would be beneficial for people if they went to MissUniversityFitness.com?
My website features, you know, a little bit more about me and also about the book, and I have several contemporary topics on health and articles that are pertinent, I think, you know, especially for young women, such as what I talked about earlier. Right now on my website, I have a video with a doctor who's written a book on sugar, you know, aspartame, artificial synthetic sugars, and you know how they just wreak havoc on your body. So things like that, you know, that are interesting, that people should read up on, I think.
Well, certainly they should understand that certainly aspartame, that so many of the things that we come in contact with are not good for us. Genetically modified foods, so many of the trans fats, things of that sort. In fact, they've been lying to us for years about the fats. We were far better off with the original fats than with, of course, the fats that they're giving us today. But now one of the biggest things we encounter are the genetically modified food, various things. Things that the bisphenols that come in our plastics, and of course so many of the insecticides that are on our food that we don't clean off, and the fluorides that we're getting, and the bromides, and the other things that are deleterious to our general health. And so I certainly think that our listeners must learn about their health. In fact, we carry a wonderful book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, which we do think that everybody should have and they should read. Because if you don't look after your health, believe me, the FDA is not interested in it at all. They're in bed with the pharmaceutical companies, and unfortunately, their primary purpose is so that people who work for the FDA can get nice jobs when they retire from the FDA, going to work for the pharmaceutical companies. And as terrible as it is to say, it's the truth. And we carry a book, What You Should Know About the Drug Companies, by Dr. Marshall Angel, who is the former editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, certainly the most widely respected medical journal in America. And, of course, she teaches at Harvard University. She wrote a book, What You Should Know About the Drug Companies, which we actually carry here through Radio Liberty. And, of course, she won't even come on and do radio interviews. She's been so viciously attacked because she dared, as a physician, as a well-known and respected physician, to tell the truth about so much of what's going on today as far as the FDA. And, of course, not only the pharmaceuticals, but the other things that they've recommended, which are deleterious to the health of the American people. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for our guest, Diana, via our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. But diet is vitally important to your health as well as the exercise. What do you recommend specifically? Do you have any specific diets that you recommend other than fruits and vegetables?
Protein, carbohydrates, fats in every meal that you eat. An example of that in my life, a great breakfast in my opinion, contains eggs. You know, choline is proven to help brain function, you know, before a test, take choline before a, you know, meeting where you need to be paying attention. The choline found in eggs is terrific. So, and for people concerned about their cholesterol, one egg yolk with egg whites, that's an excellent source of essential fatty acids and protein, along with, you know, a cup of whole grain cereal and blueberries for great antioxidants. And so that's an example of all three macronutrients. So, you know, and for dinner, I say, you know, stay away from starchy, you know, carbs such as potatoes, rice, things like that, bread, pasta that quickly become, you know, sugar and you can't burn that off. So a lot of weight gain happens through, you know, too many calories from starch in the evening time. So an example would be a lean source of fish or, I mean, a lean source of beef, fish, turkey, and a nice salad with some olive oil on top. So a diet full of color as well. I always push eating from God's garden, all the different colors, whether it's kiwi or mango or blueberries, raspberries, any kind of pepper. Just eat all the colors and you're guaranteed all the nutrients. You don't need a multivitamin.
You need the red, you need the green, you need the yellow. I remember my mother used to talk about that 50 years ago or more.
Oh, wow.
Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and basically in each one of the colors are different food ingredients, and they're the things that you need for your health. God has a perfect plan for us. If we just follow it along, why, we'll live a long and certainly an effective life. Well, Diane, is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners before we let you go?
Yes, I just, one quick word is just, fitness can often be intimidating, and I just would encourage listeners to just take that step, and, you know, tomorrow can be the first day of the rest of your life, as the old adage goes. So whether it's just beginning a run, if you've never run before, you know, a half mile, work up to a mile and so forth, and soon you'll find yourself running that half marathon or that 5K, I never thought that I would be where I am today, that I would have muscles and that I would, you know, be so pleased with, you know, how I'm feeling, let alone how I'm looking. You know, there's certainly nothing wrong with, you know, having some pride in your appearance, but it's mostly about equipping yourself with the tools God needs for you to live for Him fully and effectively, with energy and with vigor and with strength and confidence. So just give fitness your attention, because it's something that needs to be a major part of our lives.
All right. Well, I think we have somebody calling in here, so we'll just wait for a moment or two. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But I would simply point out that the diet is so vitally important to your way of life, and certainly exercise is an important part of that. And Barbara is calling and ask, let's see, we're getting the question here. it's coming awfully, awfully slowly. So let's see. What about someone over 50? You know, what about their exercise and approach?
Someone over 50, yes. You know, it's shown that weight-bearing exercise and cardio, anytime you're walking, putting weight on your joints, will prevent osteoporosis. It's very important for people as they reach menopause and so forth, when they're losing, you know, bone density, that they need to keep their bones strong. Certainly in their 50s, you can start a lifestyle of fitness anytime. It's not just for the young. It's not just, you know, for athletes. It's for everyone. And you can begin at 50. You can do everything in my book as long as you, you know, listen to your body and don't push yourself too hard in the beginning. Just listen and you'll be looking like you were in your 30s again.
Well, I do know, of course, that this is a real problem with osteoporosis as you get older. In other words, your bones tend to lose their calcium. But one of the things that we know will actually reverse that is exercise. And stressing the bones, using the muscles, will actually prevent osteoporosis. Well, we've got Dorothy calling us from Michigan. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, Dorothy. How are you doing?
Real good, Dr. Stan.
Is this Dorothy from Flint, Michigan?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good to have you with us. You have a question or comment?
Thank you. I had an injury to my knee, the lateral ligament. So I used to be a runner, jogger, and I kept the weight off. And so I've had to lay off on that. The therapist says I would do myself more harm if I continue with the running. And so I had to eliminate that, roller skating. But when I walk, that's what I've been doing when I do exercise. I like to walk. But it does get to be, if I overdo the walking too much or whatever, it starts to bother my leg. So I kind of also been doing some just exercise, stationary exercises. What would the guest recommend for me?
Well, first of all, do you have any arthritis in your knee, Dorothy? Is there arthritis process?
No, not that I know of.
All right, fine. I'm sure you must have had exercise, must have had x-rays, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
And have you, you don't have any clicking or snapping or locking in the knee?
No.
So it's mainly just pain in the knee. Is it on the lateral side of the knee joint, the medial
lateral
side?
Lateral.
And is
outside
there swelling?
Lateral.
Is there swelling of the knee joint or not?
There used to be a lot of swelling, but this happened, about 8 years ago, so it's through a prayer and, it's been better.
Do you have any thoughts at all, Diana, about what Dorothy's talking about this? And she's been told that she shouldn't be running. Running, of course, it bothers her. How far can you walk, Dorothy, before you get problems?
If I'm going to walk, it's probably most would be a couple miles a day.
Well, that's pretty good. All right, fine. Do you have any thoughts at all for her, Diana?
Well, a question. Have you been doing weight-bearing exercises, such as a leg press, or using that knee to push out weight or anything like that?
I don't use any weights, no. Stationary exercises, let me think. Just waist, bending of my waist, and then, I can't describe it. It's hard to describe what I do. I lift up my legs as I'm in a supine position, and make like a figure eight with them.
Mm-hmm. That's what these are. Are these rehabilitatory exercises, more or less?
Pardon? What was it again?
Are they for rehab, these exercises that you're doing?
No, just for trimming and keeping my blood pressure down. I do not take any blood pressure medication, and I was told that if I don't, then I should really exercise and do not eat any fat, like 2% milk, or I have to use skim milk, or 0.5%.
Well, somebody just called, one of our friends just called in, said swimming is a wonderful exercise. If you can get into a pool there, it's good exercise, and since it would not stress your knee. Another thing that really does help many people with joint problems is something called hyaluronic acid, or hyaluronidase. And of course, that is the substance which goes into cartilage. It's the ground substance, but it is available, and I know that Bill Sardi has talked about this extensively. I know my wife takes the hyaluronic acid, and it really does seem to help as far as her arthritis is concerned. So have you ever tried anything of that sort?
I use some kind of, over-the-counter.
Well, there's...
It's supposed to build.
They have chondroitin sulfate they sell, but the hyaluronic acid really is the very, very similar to chondroitin sulfate, but it really tends to work. You can get it at a health food store. You might try that and some swimming and just see what it would do for you, and then call us back in about 6 weeks and let us know how you're doing.
And also, if I may interject, Dr. Stan, Dorothy, maybe talk to your physician about doing some weight-bearing exercises to really strengthen that joint in your knee and, you know, your muscles, you know.
Okay.
James Bond could very well help out with that.
Well, that's very possible. I appreciate that.
Okay, fine. Thanks very much for calling, Dorothy. Again, our telephone.
You're welcome.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, why we'd love to hear from you. But, of course, the older treatment, chondroitin sulfate, really did seem to help many, many people with joint problems, but I think the hyaluronic acid perhaps even works a little bit better. Well, Dorothy, certainly, how are you doing as far as the book is concerned? Is it moving fairly well?
Is the book moving fairly
well?
I'm hearing you.
Right, Diana, is the book moving fairly well?
It is. I'm having such a wonderful time, you know, just spreading the word. I started in my hometown, you know, in the gym where I met my personal trainer, now a good friend of mine, Michael Prince, and we had a book signing there, and everyone's very excited about it. So after this wedding, I'm going to be happy to, you know, be on the road, hopefully promoting it. I won't be able to make it to Denver, unfortunately, but to different Christian book fairs and things like that. I'm hoping to meet people and to have people have put a face with the name and to just meet other believers who are active for the Lord, wanting to get fit.
Well, is there a telephone number that people could call to get the book if they wanted to, or do they have to go out to Amazon?
Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com would be the two probably best places.
All right, fine. And the title again is Miss University. The guest is Diana Anderson. Of course, it's a very readable book. It's designed specifically for young women, but even old men like me can learn a certain amount from reading this. And, of course, talking about something that we should all certainly be thinking very seriously about, and that is the importance of exercises. It's hard to discipline yourself to do it, but it's vitally important as far as maintaining our general health. And certainly, do you have any people, older people, who have commented at all upon your book?
I actually have. I took, a big box of books to church with me, my home church back in Tyler, Texas, and I actually had a little fitness camp for the ladies in the church, and I think the youngest one was about 45, and they are all in it, keeping each other accountable. They're doing their routines and having great success and are already seeing results after just a few weeks, so it's very encouraging, and, you know, they want me to tell everyone, if they can do it, anyone can do it, and they're having a wonderful time.
All right, fine. Well, I guess it's by Diana Anderson, her book, Miss University. That's Miss University, A Girl's Guide to Fitness, Beauty, and Confidence. I think that's something every girl wants. God bless you. Thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and Chris just takes us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
And diseases don't just happen. You can go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, or you can call our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and get the information there on Dr. Day's various DVDs. Then we carry Dr. Blaylock's excellent book, Diseases. Pardon me, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. That's Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. That's Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. And his third book is Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kill. We actually have a four-tape set of my interviews with Dr. Blaylock called Life-Saving Secrets. We have certainly his DVD, Nutrition and Behavior, and I think this is very important for people who have psychological problems, people, friends with who have problems with depression, people who have problems with schizophrenia. This DVD, Nutrition and Behavior, I think is probably one of the most important presentations I've ever heard. And then we have the latest DVD that Dr. Blaylock has made. And we, of course, made this at the last conference that he did here in the Radio Liberty Conference last October. Incidentally, Dr. Blaylock will be our guest again this coming October 25th. We hope you're going to be there. We're already taking people applying to come, so we're looking forward to if you can make it. But Dr. Blaylock's talk on vaccines and brain development. One of the most provocative talks I've heard, and you have to understand the danger of vaccines. Vaccines are not safe and effective. They may be effective in certain diseases, but they're not safe, and they do a lot more harm than good. You need to get the little book entitled Vaccines, Are They Safe and Effective? By Neil Miller. That's Vaccines, Are They Safe and Effective? By Neil Miller. We also carry his book on autism. 1 in 160 children in America get autism. About 1 in 65 boys get it because the disease is much more prevalent in boys than in girls. And, of course, it's vitally important that you understand that this is preventable. If you compare the Amish children who do not take vaccines with the children who do take vaccines, of course, Amish children don't get autism, or the allergies, or the asthmas, or the other terrible diseases we see since, of course, we started giving mass vaccinations. We have, so that would be the book Autism by Neil Miller. We do carry Neil Miller's really large book called The Vaccine Safety Manual, which we recommend. But most people aren't going to read it. It's 500 pages, has a foreword by Dr. Blaylock. Excellent material. So I would suggest you get the Are vaccines safe and effective? And you get all of them you want to. We even have a book by Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and we have some of her videos as well on the subject of vaccines. We have a great 4-CD set on vaccines. It's called Vaccine Update 2009. That's Vaccine Update 2009. We'll hear my interviews with with Neil Miller and Dr. Blaylock and several other people on this subject. Done some very interesting DVDs, or I should say interviews with Dr. Rebecca Corley here going into the background of vaccines. And we'll be having Dr. Corley with us again, I think, next week for talking on vaccines. You need to get the information. They know the damage that they do. But there are people who have a different agenda and are concealing the truth from the American people. So let me suggest that give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage at radioliberty.com, where, of course, you can get the list of all the books and DVDs and 4-tape sets, 4-CD sets we have. And then please pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and protection.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
There are many people asking questions. There are many people asking why. There are many people paying attention. There are many now who see the veil
lie. Ladies and gentlemen, big lie. All you have to do is turn on your television. It's right there before your eyes. Welcome to the Power Hour, where we help to undo each and every lie that you see on television, or at least shed some light on it. We're going to be talking about a lot of health news.